Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. It is Red Men News Time. I'm your host, Paul Machin. I'm joined by Mr. Chris Pajak. This week's Red Men News is sponsored by The Athletic for the best written coverage in the world of Liverpool Football Club right now. From the likes of James Pearce and our good friend Si Hughes as well. Make sure you get over there. We've got a fantastic offer for all of you watching here today. You go to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to start a free 30-day trial and receive 50% off. So close. Of your yearly subscription to The Athletic, £2.50 a month.
I had three attempts at that the other day and butchered every one of them.
Brilliant. flying. Absolutely flying. I can't stress this enough. Really, really brilliant app at the moment and in terms of the content. And in particular, the people they've got over there, James Pearce. We know James Pearce. James Pearce has owned Liverpool online media for a number of years and moving over there, taking his expertise and pulling him out of the daily grind, as it were, and allowing him to focus on more in-depth and detailed articles. Chris, you guys covered one earlier on in the week, talking about the Bobby Duncan stuff, talking to Adam Morgan, who was a former Liverpool striker, and how his time after Liverpool didn't really work out for him. But there's one thing I wanted to draw attention to. It's not necessarily actually specifically Liverpool, but fascinating stuff on The Athletic today about Law 91 and the reason why Serie A clubs are suddenly snapping up Premier League players.
I had no clue about this one, Paul.
Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest whatsoever. Please feel free.
So this Law 91, it's crazy because basically they've changed the tax laws in Italy to try and get more football players and sportsmen in. And you know, so what they've done is they're now only paying tax on 50% of their earnings. So they're not paying tax on all of their earnings. So the idea is, I think initially the government were looking at going, well, we might earn less money from that way, but if you get loads more people coming in, then actually more people will start to pay tax. And it's mad that they're doing this, and it's obviously a concerted effort. And it's not maybe just for now, and that's what the article is saying. Mm-hmm. They're also building for the future, because we know Italian football has fallen behind some of the other big European leagues for a few years now, and they're sort of planning towards maybe like that Champions League sort of two-tiered league system and stuff. And it's a fascinating article. What was it that you enjoyed about it?
I thought it was, because I'd not really thought about it, I've not paid too much attention to the transfer window, and the Bobby Duncan stuff is just that really kind of drew my eye, particularly with the move to Fiorentina, because you think, well, why Fiorentina? But then it ties into this thing that I think that Cy Rubio, I've gone on record of saying I don't have a high opinion of, and I've heard things that back that up as well, but it makes sense that someone like him would look to capitalise on things like this, because he might well have Bobby Duncan's best interest at heart, but I also know that he's got his bank balance's interest at heart as well. And you know, if he can sell a move like that to Bobby Duncan, then look, it's going to be a case of you're going to earn lots more money by playing in Italy. So yeah, you're right. I think it's fascinating that we might see a little bit of a groundswell of movement. Maybe it's going to be more senior age players, because Italy still doesn't necessarily have the money to pay the transfer fees, but if you're able to offer the lucrative contracts instead, then that's how you start to bring bricks. I mean, the idea that Aaron Ramsey's on 400 grand a week there is just absolutely ludicrous. And when you consider that, you know, he's effectively going tax-free on 200k of that a week, is, you know, you can see why. I mean, look, Juventus is a draw. Juventus is always going to be a draw. But then it starts to make things clear. And there's some interesting bits there about like how things were changed to make things easier for Cristiano Ronaldo, etc., etc. But yeah, highly
fascinating article.
Yeah, because obviously, as we say, there's the Liverpool stuff, but some great stuff in the general sphere of sport and football as well. And some brilliant news before we kick on to a few bits and pieces. Chris, Alisson is back at training. There's a little video doing the rounds. Dave OC Cops got it on Twitter, of course. I mean, there's literally, it's just, in fact, we'll play it for the sake of argument, but it's Alisson Becker just basically doing a really, really slow
what would be a Pajak sprint, but if you want to go slow step, fine, they're pretty much the same thing.
I just, glorious to see the big bearded god back in some form of action. We had a rumour, didn't we, not un- completely unsubstantiated, by the way, that he had a setback in terms of his fitness. And then Liverpool, I wonder whether, you know, in response to that, there was something that came out and Klopp was saying, no, he's okay, no return date. But yeah, encouraging to see that he's out and about. I saw people talking about the fact that he was like walking up the stairs at the Champions League draw and stuff the other day, like, which is all good as far as
man walks to. Upstairs, here comes the news.
Yeah, definitely. It gets worse than that today. But before we do, read Liverpool, I've covered this. Henry Jackson, I reported on a report from Football Insider that Liverpool are set to keep extensive tabs on 23-year-old Timo Werner at RB Leipzig.
It's mad that he's still only 23, is it? We've been talking about him for 3 or 4 years now, hasn't he? He's such a fashionable player to talk about because he does seem like he'd be the perfect fit for Liverpool. You know, you want a player who can maybe play off the wings when necessary, but you also want a player who can play that number nine role and who suits the system, who wants to press. Obviously, for Leipzig, he's done that. He signed a new contract this summer, didn't he? Mm-hmm. But he signed the contract with a low release clause.
Reportedly like 30 million, which is, I mean,
get paid now and the club might get paid later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Leslie thought on the team of Ernest Lovell, we've discussed him, you know, almost ad nauseum over the last 2 years, really. But read Liverpool, go on, and Henry Jackson talks about it, of course, and basically the perfect Liverpool forward. Go and check that article out if you want a little bit more on that. But no, I'd be happy with that. And it's surprising because we've got one more piece of transfer news to come a little later on. I think Liverpool are going to be, I think we're going to start to see solid links progress. Not now, because the window's just shut. I think Liverpool are going to go big in the summer on a guy who can play in the front three. Not necessarily saying it'll be a, it could be a big transfer fee, but I think we will go and get a really good player to play in the front three next summer. And so I think we'll see more and more of these type of links. A random note, it was worth discussing because it's one of the eternal debates, like Messi and Ronaldo. Milner and Andy Robertson have done the latest Dilemmas video, Everyday Dilemmas. And James Milner has basically done everything in his power to put to bed the pineapple on a pizza debate, which baffles me that it exists, and said 100% all day pineapple on a pizza. Si?
Yep.
Pineapple on a pizza?
All day.
Wow, I didn't expect Si to be a pineapple on pizza kind of guy.
You know I love it.
I'm a big fan of pineapple on pizza. There's no debate in the
Let us know in the comments office. Section.
Yeah. I mean, Andy Robertson disagrees, but then he also says you can't have fruit on pizza, so which James Milner reminds him. Tomatoes are fruit. So
he didn't remind him. He informed him that tomatoes are fruit because he didn't know. How have you grown up and not known about this? Because this is one of those things that everybody does know because it comes up at one point during your life.
It's like Jaffa cake biscuit thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But like, I'm watching it and I'm screaming internally. Use batter Mars bars and fry them. Mm. It's not like that, which is absolutely fine, by the way. It's absolutely glorious, a battered Mars bar.
I'm not sure that every Scottish person, but like, you know,
they do. They batter Mars bars and they drink iron brew.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, fine. I'm sure any Scottish people in the comments will corroborate that for us. 100% the truth. Let's move on from that. We'll get some of your responses in the comments in a moment. Jamie Carragher's hit out at Liverpool fans in defence of Owen, sort of. he's obviously made their good mates with him, and he said, there's no doubt in speaking to Michael, he's been desperate to do this book and get a lot of his chest for a while. That's mainly down to his decision to leave Liverpool and years later join Manchester United. I tried to stop him doing both, good on you, Carragher. I must say, I think some of the stick from Liverpool fans is bang out of order, considering what he did for the club and the reaction other players get who did nothing for Liverpool. I'd love to know who he considers them to be. I think that'd be fascinating. It hurts Michael and his family, but hopefully this book will let people know the real story and why he came to these decisions. My only hope in reading it is he doesn't go into too much detail about the Liverpool FC Christmas parties. We've seen far too much detail about Carragher's Christmas, particularly the early exploits of a young Jamie Carragher. For another day. Next time we get him, we'll ask him about some of that
live
stuff. Yeah. So he can't get out of it.
I'm genuinely looking forward to reading this book.
I'm 100% not going to read it. Michael, maybe one day I'll get around to it. Like, but
I don't understand why, you know, I do hate the idea of he's already released the book and he didn't put the truth in it.
Yeah.
So, is he going to be truthful in the second book?
Yeah, no, yeah, you the boy who cried wolf in it, you know, it's not going to change my opinion on Michael. He's tried this, you know. He's done this stuff before. He's spoken to Has he spoken to Syke? Was he in Syke Hughes' book, maybe? I've seen, in fact, I'm certain he was, because there's the Torres chapter where Torres comes across really well as the own one, where you still go, nah, I'm not having it. And ultimately, the Man United thing, I won't change my opinion on the fact that Michael Owen bottled leaving Real Madrid. And if he just stuck it out, if he just stuck to his guns, he could have been a Liverpool player if he'd been him. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that I don't genuinely care too much about it anymore. I think he's probably, to be fair, I think he's missed the boat on it. But having a big Twitter spat with Alan Shearer has been hilarious.
It's been glorious to watch. Absolutely glorious to watch.
Absolutely. But yeah, let's be honest, Jamie Carragher's one of his good mates. He's always going to come out and defend them. Lastly on transfer news to be treated very, very speculatively, coming from the Metro, the home of transfer bullshit. Liverpool scouting Villarreal's star and former Arsenal target Samuel Chukwueze. They've put Arsenal in there for the clickbait, of course, just because, you know, if you type Samuel Chukwueze and Arsenal in, it means that article will come up as a result of that. Got some top SEO from the Metro guys. Apparently they're scouting him, who came close to joining Arsenal in 2017. He's a sensation. He's been a regular in the Villarreal side of the last year, making his Nigeria debut and becoming one of the most sought-after young talents in world football. Fine.
I like this guy, Paul. I do, you know the reason that I like this guy? The quotes further down the article.
Oh, go on.
So if you go down a little bit, I know I'm going in the right direction. I am happy to just be playing football and see where that takes me. I always try to see the bigger picture and say patience. I'm not one who wants everything immediately. I'm happy to take smaller steps on the way to bigger goals. I just love to play. I love training. From the moment I wake up, I want to be kicking a ball. It is a joy for me. That's the type of thing that you want to see a young player saying. He's like, I'm not bothered for moving now. Yeah. I just want to play football. I want to focus on football. That's what footballers should do, and they should enjoy it. And it's nice to hear someone who clearly enjoys it. He goes on to talk about how he watches Arjen Robben compilations on YouTube because he's a hero and he's a genuine guy that he looks up to, and he wants to get his game better, so he watches him. That's brilliant. That's what you want to see from a young guy who's trying to make waves.
Absolutely, 100%. I've got a sneaky suspicion that, as mentioned earlier on, that Shaqiri and Origi will leave next summer, and Liverpool will go out and we need someone to play from the right, and some, you know, a left footer cutting in and a right footer cutting in. And I think, like, it could be this guy. Look, 20 years old, tons of pace, reasonable eye for goal. His goal, I think he got like 10 goals in all comps last season for Villarreal, which is a reasonable return for a 20-year-old kid. You can't judge all of these things on that, because of course there's people who look at the top line numbers of Nicolas Pepe and go, well, there you go, those numbers make absolute perfect sense. There are people who dive a bit deeper into what he's got and say that he wasn't quite fitting in what Liverpool were looking for. So we don't really know, but he looked exciting on YouTube, and that's probably enough for me in the short term. But if you've seen a little bit of him, if you've got an opinion on him, or if you've got him on Footy Manager or whatever, let us know in the comments and we'll come to that very, very shortly. But lastly, before we do, I mentioned it at length yesterday on the news show that we did the Reds News Roundup show. It is out now. We mentioned Bobby Duncan. We're putting the Bobby Duncan saga to rest. We've talked about the whole thing, start to finish, the ramifications of it, some revelations about the agent, thoughts on whether we think it's a good move, who is behind this, and some of the slightly insidious power plays that have probably been at play, and the genuine thirst for football from a young, talented, potentially talented young footballer as well. So we've got that, and all the big stories that we've discussed this week are on that show as well, on the RedmenTV.com. So go over, start your free month trial. Get that show and a whole host of extra things as well, including stats and tactics from Mr. Chris Pajak. We've got midweek final word shows, which are basically covering predominantly the Champions League and Cup games this season, and loads of other stuff as well. So yeah, get over there and get involved. Simon, what have you got for us in terms of
just a few super chats to go through. Ben Pryor's back. He says, where is Ben Kelly? He just followed me on Twitter. if he's followed you, then DM him and ask him where he is. Yeah. He's not in today, but there you go. And then he went on to say, I'm a big fan of Ben Kelly because I think he's a great member of the team who gives great opinions, and I think he is very kind.
He's a very kind man, isn't he? Very kind young man.
Ben, he's lovely. As Ben knows.
A few more super chats. Mm-hmm. Raymond DGYC says, Machen Pajak, give me the horn. Stephen Somerville says, Ben and Ross are the future pair of Redmen TV. And Sondra Nordley says,
TV.
Great to see the two of you together again. Could you give a quick shout out to my three sons, Adner, Henrik, and Sivir Nordley? There you go.
Thanks
for that, Sondra.
There's a shout out to your three kids, your three sons, whose names I now can't pronounce because Simon said them really well.
Adner, Henrik, and
Henry?
Sivert.
Yeah.
Shout. onto the actual things that we've been discussing, thanks very much to everyone for them. Bayern Groenewald says, I don't realistically see Bayern spending 100 mil on Havertz, 80 million on Sané and 60 to 80 on Timo, so we should be getting one of those. Obviously, Timo Werner's got a lower release clause than that, but I can kind of see his point. Could you see, I'd be surprised to see Bayern go out and sign all three of them players that they've been...
Well, there's talk, isn't there, that they'll be back in for Sané in January, when you consider, obviously, they've got Coutinho, albeit on loan, haven't they? So it's possible, but it depends what they're doing, because Lewandowski's not getting any younger.
Nope.
We've already seen the
none
end
of them.
No, true, but... Iron Robin's done, Ribery's done, they're starting to refresh the whole thing, so it's entirely possible, but you're right, it's certainly, there's an opportunity there for Liverpool to steal them out, because Bayern might need to shuffle things around to make that kind of dough available, but you know, we'll
the Bayern thing's really interesting, because what they've done is amazing for what they do in their league, but they've not had the success in Europe recently that they wanted and that they crave. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that the way that they're doing it isn't necessarily wrong, but equally you can look around Europe and look at PSG and you can look at Manchester City for the European stuff and think, well, actually, they're not making a big splash either. So there's loads of different ways to go about trying to win a European Cup, isn't there? Yeah. And listen, there's a right way and there's maybe loads of right ways and there's maybe loads of wrong ways. But Bayern have consistently sorted their position in the league out by chopping the legs off the others, by signing their best players, by making sure that they're in the Champions League each and every year. Are they then going to go big and change how their current plan is, or are they going to try and continue to do the same thing?
It's
very interesting.
It depends what Dortmund do, because if Dortmund have another season like last year and they run it really close domestically, then Bayern might feel like they need to just do a massive injection of what they're doing and build the whole thing back up, because they are certainly... And there's so many of those top European sides that are probably in a little spell of like two or three seasons worth, where they need to kind of go back to the drawing board and refresh and restart to make themselves a bit more competitive. So yeah, it's a possibility certainly. Right, we're going to wrap it up there. Oh no, unless Si's got one more for us.
We've had quite a big discussion about pineapple on pizza going on.
Of course. I apologise.
Most of them probably said that they're having it. There's obviously the few ones.
I'm not saying I want pineapple every pizza that I eat. I'm just saying that it's a nice... If you've got like you go to a party and you've got a selection of pizzas, and you don't just have... You'd have a slice from each, wouldn't you? You get to mix it up. The beauty of liking pineapple on pizza is it broadens your pizza horizon.
But the weird thing about it for me is that like people seem to just get so angry about it.
Yeah.
Like
milky tea.
Yeah, well, I don't understand them. No, but seriously, and it's always like Andy Robertson, it's a fruit, it doesn't belong there. Well, hang on a minute, lad. You know what I mean? Does a red currant jelly really belong with your roast dinner? You know what I mean? Does mango chutney really belong in your curry? But I put it on the side of it and I add it in right before the end. Just give that a little bit of sweetness.
Pork and apple sausages.
Pork and apple sausages. There's loads of examples. Like the vegetarian or the vegan pulled pork uses jackfruit now. Jackfruit, it's very similar to a pineapple, you know what I mean? Yeah. So there's loads of different things. You cranberry sauce on your Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Just loads of stuff like that. People seem to get dead angry about the pineapple and the pizza.
I'm fascinated with the thought process that made you go to red coloured jelly on your roast before you went to cranberry sauce.
Because I have red coloured more, because I eat pork more than turkey.
Okay, cool. Listen, if you want more randomness from this man and from me, we have our own podcast as well. It's due a new one, but yeah, it's on a YouTube channel and it's on podcast as well. Just search Mate X Payjack and fill your boots with all that more random world stuff and life advice and the things that really predominantly does this man's head in. Always worth a listen.
I'm paging you next week, by the way.
Okay.
Good luck. Oh, no, I'm paging you.
Okay.
You know why?
No, I don't care.
I'm going to tell you.
Anyway, thanks very much for watching.
You ruined me downstairs toilet.
Oh, because your toilet seat won't stay
Yeah.
Up. If you want to know what that's all about, check out the last podcast we recorded. Yeah, it's about toilet seats and the smashing the matriarchy. Anyway, thanks for watching, for listening, for subscribing to the Red Men News YouTube channel. And of course, as I say, go and get your 50% off your yearly subscription at theathletic.co.uk/Red Men News. And we'll be back with more news tomorrow.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.